From Tidbits on March 8th, 2010, this is the Tidbits Watch List, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. DevonThink and DevonNote 2.0. Devon Technologies released major upgrades of its document and information management programs DevonNote and DevonThink, which comes in three flavors, Personal, Professional, and Pro Office. Changes in both programs include a refreshed interface with a new welcome assistant, a tagging interface for those who prefer tagging to hierarchical groups, improved annotation capabilities for PDFs, and added support for text substitutions and data detectors under Snow Leopard. Other changes specific to DevonThink 2.0 include enhanced search capabilities with advanced search operators, the capability to save complex search strings to smart groups, the capability to open multiple databases and documents simultaneously, Pro and Pro Office only, unlimited undos, and synchronization support for a forthcoming iPhone OS app. DevonNote 2.0 absorbs several features from its more capable sibling, including expanded support for common file formats, a new Finder-esque sidebar, a full-screen mode, separate document windows, a three-pane view, and smart templates. Full release notes for both DevonThink and DevonNote are available on the Devon Technologies website. Pricing varies. Downloads are 17.5 or 10.6 megabytes. BusyCal 1.2.2. BusyMac has released its latest version of BusyCal, the desktop calendar application with built-in sharing capabilities, adding a handful of minor bug fixes and performance tweaks. Version 1.2.2 removes the word BusyCal from meeting invitations and responses, alerts you when you are sending an invitation or response without a me card attached, enables you to remove a single instance of a repeating meeting, enhances compatibility with Outlook, ICS, and VCS files, and supports shorter Google alarm times. The update also prevents the info panel from going blank when edits arrive over a LAN, supports ISO 8859-1 in Shift JIS and .ICS files, improves the visibility of the to-do status in month view, and fixes a number of unspecified crashing bugs. Default Folder 10.4.3.6. St. Clair Software has released a maintenance and stability update to the Open and Save Dialog Enhancement Utility Default Folder 10. Version 4.3.6 improves the handling of recently used folders in Carbon-based applications such as the Adobe Creative Suite, Microsoft Office, and Mozilla Firefox, adds support for Flash and AJAX-driven file dialogs such as those triggered by attaching files in Gmail and uploading videos to YouTube, and now utilizes Sparkle for automatic update checks. The update also adds the capability to drag any file onto the program's dock icon to get info on it. Mac Tracker 5.1. Ian Page has released the latest version of Mac Tracker, a freeware utility that provides detailed technical information on Apple hardware. The update includes a new compare function that enables users to note difference between models easily, an improved engine that searches specification entries, updated support status for vintage and obsolete products, and adds new listing for the 20-inch mid-2009 iMac and the forthcoming iPad. The latest version also addresses a crashing bug that occurred when running the program under Snow Leopard, an issue that caused incorrect search results when using certain characters, and other unspecified minor problems. Mailplane 2.1.5. Uncomplex has released a minor maintenance update to Mailplane, its WebKit wrapper for Gmail, with a handful of fixes and improvements. The latest version adds highly welcome support for Gmail's recently enhanced separate window feature, which enables users to open multiple Gmail windows for multitasking purposes more quickly. The update also fixes an issue that prevented growl notifications from opening when the main window was hidden, reinstates the capability to upload attachments when using Flash 10.1b3, addresses a memory leak that occurred when using drag and drop, fixes an Apple script bug, and resolves several other smaller problems. ProKit 5.1 Leopard and Snow Leopard. Apple has released ProKit 5.1, an update to system-level components shared by the company's professional and semi-professional applications. Final Cut Studio, Final Cut Pro, Motion, Soundtrack Pro, DVD Studio Pro, Aperture, Final Cut Express, Soundtrack, Logic Pro, and Logic Express. Apple says that ProKit 5.1 addresses improper scrolling behavior, memory leaks, and the layout of interface elements in certain application alert windows. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.